Hello and welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I'm freshly returned from a couple of days away in London attending Expo Empires, and I want to talk to you about something which has been a common topic throughout the whole of the event and go into detail around five different things that I've done over the last 3 years to help me stand out on the news feed. A common piece of advice that was definitely said a lot over the 2 days was this theme around posting more content. Now, we know it's important. You've heard me tell you countless times, if you followed the channel or follow the podcast for a period of time now, how important social media content is if you're looking to build an online brand for yourself, if you're looking to build an online business for yourself. But this whole generic quote of, you just need to post more. You just need to post more. You just need to post more. I'm like, I'm getting a little bit sick of it, really, because posting random content out there, just being visible on a timeline, I mean, you've seen this from people that you follow online, I'm sure, does not automatically default to you gaining more followers, more money, more leads, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't do that because impressions last. And if you're not talking about the right things in the right way and showcasing how good you are, then quite frankly, you're just wasting your time. And that time thing is what I really want to focus on, because some people agree with me, some people disagree with me, and that is totally fine. I don't really mind. However, if you just go to this default of, I just want to put out 3 posts a day, 4 posts a day, or even 1 post a day, and there's no real thought that goes behind it, unfortunately, what I notice is that most people do more damage than they do good. And this whole blanket of advice of you just need to be using social media more is kind of ludicrous. Now, the example I use is quite drastic, but putting out more content, posting more content out there, and without a strategy, without a plan, without also you being able to communicate in the best way possible, is almost like saying to somebody that's just about to learn how to drive, all you need to do is just get in the car and drive. That's all you need to do. Put it into first, off you go. Go do some miles, just do more and more miles, more miles, more miles, and eventually you'll get there. Now, we don't do that, do we? If we're looking at going out there and learning to drive, we will learn how to drive, we'll research, we have to do theory tests, we have to do practical tests. Now, I'm not saying that is like identically what you need to do with social media, but if you are posting shit content, if you're posting rubbish, utter nonsense, not only are you wasting your time, because yes, people will remember you and they might see you more, but quite frankly, if it's not very good, they're just going to go, well, they're not very good, and move on to the next one. And then they'll forget about you, which is what's happening time and time again. Like, I didn't mean this to come across as a ranty video, but it always turns out to be, right? Always. Like, people messaging me time and time again at the moment saying, Chris, I've been putting out content for the last 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, religiously, doing what everybody else tells you to do. But however, I'm just not getting any results from it. And I'm on the verge of giving up. This is just happening more often now than not. And it's because people are showing up as the most boring versions of themselves. They're not thinking about the message and they're not understanding how they can start to stand out on this newsfeed. And Rob spoke about this really, really well on the Expo Empire stage. He broke down multiple different ways in which he's grown his brand. And one of the ways I'm going to talk to you about in terms of how you can go about doing this as well, because it is really, really useful. But I just want to urge on the side of caution, really, with the message that I'm putting out here, is that I'm not saying that they're wrong with saying posting more content won't give you more results. It'll give you more visibility. However, what I want you to do is start thinking about posting more of the right content, content that's actually got some thought that goes behind it, content that really showcases how much you care, how much you really want to serve the people that are following you. Because if you can start to capture all that together, that's where you're going to start to see much better results. And for me, as I went on that journey, that's where I saw those results as well. Now, there's 5 different things that I want to share. And the first one comes down to finding your opinion. So as you would have noticed from this podcast episode or this video, I'm being quite opinionated here. And I feel really strongly about it. And because I feel strongly about it, I can talk about it in quite a lot of detail, and I can give you my context and I can give you my reasoning. And I like to think that it's quite engaging in the same way. So what I want you to do, if you're watching this and you're feeling maybe that you don't really know what to say when it comes to your content, or when people are giving you this advice of posting more and you're sitting there and you're like, well, I'm just going to put a photo out of me and my family today, or I'm going to put a photo out of Walter the dog and see how that does, because dog photos seem to do quite well on social media. Or I'm just going to put out three top tips and see how that goes, which nobody really cares about. Instead of that, I want you to start really looking into your industry, into what you do, and committing to finding your opinion and then being willing enough to share it. So I, in the social media world, see people talking about this all the time. They give different pieces of advice, like you should only be posting reels on Instagram. LinkedIn's dead. Facebook's dead. And they have all these strong opinions around it. And I have my own voice that I want to share from my research and my due diligence of looking into these platforms and using them. So what I'm doing for myself is looking at all the different topics. I have a notebook, which I'm kind of reading up as I go through. And I'm making notes around different things that I hear. And then I'm going and doing a little bit of research, like 5 minutes of research, like I did before I started recording this. And then understanding where I stand on it. Once I find where I stand on it, I will then create a video. Or if you're not very confident on video right now, you don't have to go and push yourself to become this video star. Just write it down. Just write it and maybe attach a visual to it, which again, I'm going to talk about as we go through this. But find a way to share your opinion. Find a way to share your voice. So that's the first step. If you can't do that, you won't be able to stand out in the way that you want to online. What will happen is you'll go in just to the rest of the noise that's on there. And if you go onto LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook right now, you probably stop on one post every 10 to 12. That's the reality. Now, our role is to help you get to that one post that people stop on. That's it. So the first step is commit to finding your opinion and be willing enough to share it. Number two is what Rob spoke about on stage. And actually, it's what he's done really, really well. He talks about trending topics inside of his industry. He talks about trending topics inside of his industry and then makes them relevant to what he does. So we've got loads of things that are going on in the world right now, right? Some positive things, some negative things. My gas and electric bills just about to double, for an example. I mean, thank you very much, UK government. We've had Will Smith slap Chris Rock. We've had that go on. We've had Russia invade Ukraine. We've had loads of different events go on. And some of this will be relevant to you. Some of this won't be relevant to you in your industry and your business. But however, our job as creators, our job's to be able to, especially if we want growth and we want virality, is to talk about the stuff that everybody wants to hear about. Talk about the stuff that the world is talking about. And I'm going to give you my example of how I leverage the Chris Rock scenario, right? So the fact that Chris Rock got slapped, let's be honest, has no relevance to the LinkedIn marketing stuff that we do, the social selling stuff that we do. It has no relevance to it whatsoever. However, the result of him getting slapped at the Oscars on stage by Will Smith resulted in his then two events, his comedy shows, selling out in record time, the fastest they've ever done in the history of Chris Rock sales. Now, that is a marketing stunt. Not saying that it was fake or anything like that. I don't believe that it was. I do believe that it was real. However, for PR purposes and marketing purposes, if you didn't know who Chris Rock was, which, I mean, must have been hiding under a rock or something, but if you didn't know who he was, you most likely do now. And the way that he's kind of been using this traction and using this noise, he's really benefited from it. Now, that's marketing, that's brand building, that's getting yourself out there, that's content that people are interested in. So I did an Instagram reel around it, really, really brief, me just talking for 15 seconds, just my views on it, and it took off as a marketing piece for me. I made the marketing message. That's what I spoke about. Didn't speak about the event, leave my opinion on it. I literally spoke about the marketing angle that he took. So with whatever it is that's going on, whatever you do, whether you're in marketing like me, whether you're in sales like me, whether you're in PR, whether you're in HR, whether you're in a product-based business, find the stuff that's relevant to you. Find the news topics that everyone is talking about and commit to talking about them. Become your own show. Like this, I started planning this video at 10:30 this morning. It's now 11:05 and I'm halfway through recording it. Quick, fast action, maybe an hour a day maximum to record a video that's going to be 20 to 30 minutes, which will turn into a podcast, which will turn into multiple content pieces. Leverage the news. It is the quickest way for growth, the quickest way. And I'll do more videos on this and more podcasts on this as I go through this. And I'm going to break down some brands and how they've done it. So please make sure that you're subscribed or you're following the show if you're not already doing so. The third thing that I want to share with you that I've been doing, especially over the last year, is discussing the elephants in the room. So in the online coaching world, in the marketing world, in the sales world, there are subjects that people have really, really strong opinions on. So this posting more content from Gary Vaynerchuk is one of those topics, is one of those things. And I publicly disagree with it. I talk about why, I add my context, and I'm not saying I'm right. It's just my opinion, but I'm discussing the elephants in the room that people are talking about inside of my industry. So I want you to think about this for yourself. What are those elephants in the room? Should you be posting 100 times a day? Should you be cold calling? Because cold calling is the way forward. In HR, is there something that's going on in the world right now that people are talking about that you disagree with? With discussing elephants in the room, it takes a little bit of time to think. However, you should know what those are straight away. They will come to you. There'll be things that you don't want to talk about. Like in the online coaching world, you have like sales funnels or websites, like that battle all the time. Like, where do you stand on it? Pick the battles, this or that, choose it, discuss it and go on from there. It works really, really well. So discussing the elephants in the room works brilliantly. Number four is then utilizing visuals. So text-only posts on like platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook, they have their place. But quite frankly, if you want to stop the scroll, you need to capture someone's eye. You need to capture their attention. And the best way of doing that is via a visual. So whether this is via a video or a photo, I've been testing it on all different platforms, different content types. And on Instagram right now, reels are where you should be focusing. Video content, short form video content works really, really well. With YouTube, longer form content always, that's kind of what it is. However, if you want to tamper with YouTube Shorts, then video is the visual that you use for that as well. TikTok is the same. With platforms like LinkedIn and platforms like Facebook, I've actually found multiple photos working really well for enhanced reach. So those photos aren't just stock photos. They have to be relevant to what I'm talking about. And I will try and get me in it wherever possible. So a lot of the content that I do on LinkedIn when it comes to building my credibility and also remaining visible is social proof type content. So whenever I'm out and about or documenting my journey in my content, I'll take photos. So at the event over the 2 days, I took photos of multiple people. People took photos of me at the same time. I capture those, I save them, and then I use them as I go along in different pieces of content. The multiple photos just adds dwell time. So it means people are spending longer on my content. So every time they scroll, LinkedIn or Instagram, because carousels on Instagram also work, Facebook the same, it means they're spending longer consuming your content, and therefore the algorithms will push it further because they see it as something which is keeping the user on the platform for a longer period of time. So utilize visuals. Don't be lazy. Take a little bit of time to think about what it is that you need to talk about and then capture the visuals. And if you haven't got them, save the piece of content, post about something else that day that's relevant that you have got a visual for, and then make sure that the post that you do is really, really strong. And from there, you'll see much better results from your content, and you will get people to stop on your content in the newsfeed, which is what this whole episode's all about. And then number five is something that I've spoken about in pretty much every content video that I've ever done, is showcasing your energy, showcasing emotion, and showcasing the passion that you've got for what you do. I'm under no illusion that people struggle with video, that people struggle with audio, that people struggle with photos even, like getting that out there, even struggling with writing. If this stuff was easy, everybody would be doing it. And it's not your fault if you don't have the skills right now to be able to do this. But that comes with practice and commitment. I am still nowhere near where I want to be with my video content. I still can't stop staring. I'd want to awkwardly look away all the time. When I'm speaking, I do stutter, I do say and, I do say a lot. And sometimes I've got to edit all that out. Like, you've just got to get going with it, really. And doing in safe environments. So I've seen advice out there like recently of like, just go live and go for it. I'm like, well, if you can't talk, or if you freeze, or if you're that nervous that you, and you don't want to do it and you hate it, then it's probably not a good idea to do that. What I'd actually suggest is to find somebody, pair up with someone that's also finding it challenging, and hold yourself accountable. So we do this a lot in our programs with when we're working with people, but you can just do this with a friend anyway, is find somebody that you can say to them, right, we need to send a video to each other once a day. That's what we need to do. Even if it's just picking a random topic and talking about it. Go back and forth for like 2 weeks and then watch the video that you first sent and then watch the last video that you sent after 2 weeks. The difference will be insane. And then when you feel comfortable enough doing it, then you can put that content out there. Don't do it before. Don't do it after. Like, do it when you feel comfortable. Now, that comfort word is something that loads of people hate. It's like, oh, no, you need to push yourself outside your comfort zone. This is pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Day one, you will feel terrified about doing it. Pick something, pick a topic, and just go all in on it. If you find it difficult, do what I do. I just rant. Talk about the stuff that pisses me off. Talk about the stuff that annoys me. That's where I start, and it works really, really well. But if you can showcase your energy, showcase your emotion, showcase your passion and start to unlock it, that comes with practice. That's where you're going to start to see viral videos. That's where you're going to start to see people sharing your content. Provide the value, yes. However, if you do that in a sit back kind of like, I don't really care about what I'm doing, like that sort of way, it's never going to connect. Do it in a way where you're engaged with the camera. You know where to look. You know where to feel. You feel natural. You let yourself go. You talk about the stuff that matters. That's where you're going to start to see the results. That's where you're going to start to see them. And this stuff, for me, there's some tools that I also want to share with you that helped me with my research. There's three of them. Answer the Public is one. I'll link them all in the description. I don't have any affiliate with them or anything like that. They're just tools that I like. Their websites, their research sites that I use. So answerthepublic.com, Reddit, and Quora. All three of them are brilliant. Type in your subject. It'll give you all the trending information that's out there. It's really, really good. By the way, if this has been useful for you, I don't normally say like hit the like button, but apparently you're meant to. So if you could hit the like button, or if you're listening on the podcast, if you could leave me a rating and let me know what you think, I'd be really, really grateful. That is it for this episode. I am going to be more visible on every platform. I've committed to it over the next 3 weeks to be visible every single day, putting out more content on my channels, putting more shows out there for people. We've got more interviews coming. So if you're not subscribed already and that sort of stuff interests you, then please make sure that you do. If you've got any questions, you know I am. I'm always around. Drop them in the comment section. Send me messages on LinkedIn or Instagram. The link's all in the description for you. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.